Here we are at the airport again. I have one more piece of information on literacy. We're trying to move our students to be more independent. So we're asking them to use audiobooks, audio material, and listening to things from the web. In order to do that, we need to back up a step and make sure that we've taught them a really good listening strategy. And so there's a website called learningthroughlistening.org, and it has some great ideas we should start using. Okay, Beth, back to you.
I went to a few policy to practice workshops. One of them was called Inclusion Redefined, and my takeaway from that is 90% of our kids are in regular classrooms for all or most of their day, yet special ed teachers have training in special education and usually get more professional development around training. So we need probably to do more to help regular ed teachers work with inclusion strategies and differentiation.
Great one. One that I went to that I really liked was about transition and transition planning for post-secondary. I have links for a survey that we can give our students, especially juniors and seniors, in preparation for college and off to work. And we can start that in their sophomore year so we have a record of improvement and a record for them of actually working on some transition plans. And last but not least, the Department of Labor has a really good manual out that gives specific job skills for jobs. So if a student is interested in being a mechanic, it will give several skills that they must have before they would be able to do that job. And I think that's a realistic way for us to look at jobs with kids. Okay, Beth.
We have a district that is a low incident population for blind, for deaf, for severe and profound. And we're a pretty big state geographically. So one of the other policy workshops I went to was presented by the AT director for the whole state of Alaska.
Mm.
So how they meet training and the needs for people to have assistive technology devices and for people to be trained in it is telecommunications,
mm-hmm.
Video, Skype, and it's a lot less expensive than jumping in a plane to get there. Plus, it's a lot more efficient, and I'm running out of time, so I want to come back and talk about this some more.